It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We take you now to August 13th, 2009. Wall Dick, where you at?
Starring Charles Lacordaire and Matt Siegel, who continued in 5 seconds.
You mean you did all that and you didn't even fall off the surfboard?
Well, that got Bill Murray to be up here at WBCN to be our guest.
John Belushi here in the studio again.
Beatles watch their own shots.
Oh, I was going to put that.
I don't know anything about the
Tracy Roach will be here tonight.
Back to the parade now. The live color coverage continues.
There's a gentleman here by the name of Oedipus. And without him, we may never have gone started.
Steven Tyler.
Richard from Boston, listener WDCA.
Keep from disappearing.
And fly, fly, you Sam Kennison the beach. And you're listening to the Rock of Boston.
Papa ate a chicken.
Bradley J here.
The lab at here along.
How's the leg?
The leg feels fine.
Plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
You're kidding!
The World Trade Center is on fire.
All right, Rich, no. 12
days. Gavin from Bush.
This is Hardy.
This is
WBCN. WBCN HD1. Boston. The Rock of Boston.
They're really rocking in Boston.
Really rocking in Boston.
They're 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 really rocking in Boston.
Over and out.
Well, they actually did it. Toucher and Rich. Two fugly DJs who aren't even from here, killed WBCN. Hey, are we about to hear the super long montage that kicked off 98.5 The Sports Hub? Why yes, here it comes. Wallick hates Dale Arnold.
Greer's putting the ball on a play.
Boston.
But Havlicek steals it!
The greatest sports town in America.
Havlicek stole the ball!
Some of the biggest moments in sports history have happened right here in the hub.
First time since 1918, the Boston Red Sox are champions of baseball.
Boston pride runs deep.
Scrambles away from one hit. Looks, unflips a deep one for the end zone. Phelan is down there.
Boston has a new home for sports, 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 sports,
and Mikhail is guarding Worthy, who's trying to put the ball on a play, and it goes quickly in now to Magic. Back over to Worthy, and it's picked off! Caught the head as he lays it off and in! It's all tied up!
History is being made once again.
I believe it's going to be called a fumble, it is.
With the launch of Boston's first FM all-sports radio station.
The quarterback's arm was going forward. It is eight. All right. Patriots retain the ball.
And now Boston has a new home for sports.
The 1-0 delivery to Fiske. Swings, long drive, left field. If it stays there, it's gone. Home run. The Red Sox win. And the series is tied, 3 games apiece.
History, 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 history is being made again.
And the Boston Celtics have done it again. Another duel.
With the Lord.
cemetery. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is.
This is the new flagship station for the Boston Bruins. This is 98.5, the Sports Hub, Boston's new home for sports.
And now, the worst radio jingle of all time.
98.5, the Sports Hub!
Oof. It's even worse than I remembered.
Tangway won't say vagina!
That's more like it. Steak and eggs, bitches.
And there you have it. That is how the station started. 98.5, the Sports Hub, 10 years ago today. Now, it was not our program that started the station. It was Felger and Maz. We had that day off. I think that they thought the safe bet was probably going with the sports-centric guys that have been covering sports here in town for a long time.
First voice heard on 98.5 of Sports Hub? Trivia question?
Bertrand?
No. I think it was Marshall Hook. Who was it? Was it you?
The wild card.
Oh, it was John Wallach.
Yep.
John Wallach, you were the first one?
Yes.
Oh,
before
very nice.
Felger and Maz that day at 6 in the morning, they played all, well, the Patriots had only won 3 Super Bowls to that point. So they played all 3 Super Bowls back to back to back. And I got a call from Mike Tomlin. He said, we want you to do updates for 8 straight hours during those 3 Super Bowls. And I said, really? When do you want me to start?
Anything to get away from Dale Arnold.
6 in the morning. Okay. So I was the first voice at 6 in the morning on that Thursday. And then we started in the morning, the following morning, Friday morning.
Yep.
Yeah, we had the day off. And we had several days off because they did not want us involved in the BCN saying goodbye, as we were partially responsible for that tanking.
We brought it down. That's right. So
they did that, and then it was a smooth affair, us getting our legs under ourselves and getting into this thing.
I kind of mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but I mean, the fact of the matter was that, you know, Fred and I were brought into an office back in, it was either January or February of that year that it launched. And it was way early in the process. And they sat us down and told
we
us.
We were the first, certainly the first on-air talent. And I don't even think sales knew. I think that we were two of the first people to know about this outside of the corporate level.
It was our general manager and our program director, Mike Thomas, and they sat us down and they said, all right, the station is going to flip in August to a sports format, and we would like you guys to be the morning show. And as we've said many times before, my whole thing was that I hated sports talk. I hated sports talk radio because all I really had heard was EEI across the street, and that sucked, and I was angry, and I didn't like doing that type of radio. And it was kind of a cool thing, a moment where our program director and our general manager at the time is like, no, that's why we want you to be the morning show, because we don't want you to sound like that. We want you to do the type of show that you do and continue to do that. And so it was weird for like, what, 5 months, Fred, until they announced it publicly that the station was flipping. We were walking around with this secret that, I got to be honest, I was surprised never got out. And I guess it's a good thing, is that there were no loose lips. But then once it got out, oh my God. Yeah. All of the theories and all the people knew that they, you know.
Well, before that is, well, first of all, we had like 6 months left on our contract when the station flipped. So the idea that they were going to just can us is ridiculous. You don't think they'd buy out? We weren't making any money. You don't, I mean, these guys, people in radio are all idiots. The station would have started with a show that wasn't making any money because they didn't want to pay out 6 months. I mean, that makes absolutely no sense. But I remember, because we get ratings and our bonuses are based on 25 to 54 year old men. And I remember, because of our numbers at BCN, which skewed younger, that I was talking to my agent and he says, they want to do your bonuses based on 25 to 54. And I said, well, you might as well make first place $1 million because that's never going to happen.
Right, right.
Like, we had never been in like the top, like, certainly not the top five,
no.
Probably lower than that.
Yeah. I mean, we were a younger demo.
Right. We were a much younger demo. And so, and I wish that they would have given us $1 million for coming in first place. But I It all seemed, I was not negative as Rich. I thought that it would give us an opportunity to gain more audience. But then again, I didn't think that it would take off in the way that it did. And I didn't think that we would pull off the numbers we did as quickly as we did.
Well, the main thing that happened was that there was kind of this sense of, all right, well, you know, if we're going to get fired, let's go out doing it the way that we want to do it, because I can't do the radio that everyone else is doing it.
And it was not easy, because I recall telling Mike Thomas, our program director at one point, you know what I had for dinner last night? General Tao's chicken and vodka. And he goes to me, and I'm like, I'm at my wit's end. And he goes, it's only radio. Don't worry about it. And I went, you got a job. What are you worried about?
But then again, I mean, they're under a lot of pressure too. And I think,
yeah, but I know. But I mean, you know, it was a
dude. EI was a juggernaut. I understand cannot even put that. It, like, I mean, around the industry, this was like, you can't take on this behemoth. And there's been other stations that had failed, and everyone was like writing off all the people. And then meanwhile, you know, there was all these tapes and resumes coming in, and all these, you know, articles being written where, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, maintain a little bit of, I don't know, professionalism. And the articles are asking for quotes, and we're like, hey, you know, let's just hope we do well. And then everyone else is saying, well, they're going to get fired. I'm hiding under my desk. And at some point you start going, all right, well, maybe this is going to be a disaster, and it becomes kind of this cool gang mentality, like, F all you guys. And I thought that was kind of a cool thing for our show.
Yeah.
Is that I think if Fred and I kind of felt like it was us against the world, and a little bit of a middle finger type thing, you know, situation.
Well, at the end of BCN, I sold all my crap in my house. I'm not lying. Remember when the listeners were buying stuff from my house?
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, I was just like, well, I'm going to move. If when we move, I'm moving light.
Yeah.
But that, all right. So one of the things, Rich, is that obviously in the summers, especially if the Bruins and Celtics aren't playing particularly well, you know, regular season baseball doesn't carry the day. So we were thinking of doing something big that would stretch out and, you know, be interesting and get listeners during the summer. So, Rich, you came up with this was entirely Rich. Rich, you came up with the 98-mile concept.
Yeah, we came up with something that went like this.
Rich Sports Hub host.
Suck it, Felger.
We'll serve that ass the most.
I own that ass.
It's 98 Mile on the Sports Hub. Trick Jam.
So, by the way, the 7 a.m. hour. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Save 15% of your next oil change by going to get an oilchange.com. By going to get an oilchange.com. There we go. So, 98 Mile, when people ask, what was the thing? Like, people ask about the station. I always look at 98 Mile as being the one indication that I thought that we worked at a pretty cool place. Because I don't think there's many stations that would do this. As a matter of fact, I know a ton of stations where, you know, there's fighting between shows, and like there's not a lot of senses of humor. And I know
well,
that John
in fairness, Felger only did it once.
He did it twice. So, he's done it twice.
Okay,
he's done it twice, and his wife did it. So I will give him even a little extra a bonus credit there. But I mean, honestly, to have every show buy in to what we thought would be, hey, how about all of us just rip into each other? We'll just rip into each other, and we'll do it to music, and we'll make it like it's a rap battle. And, you know, some of the stuff got really personal, but at the end, it was this kind of cool thing that, you know, we could all crap on each other, but not be total and complete, like, hate each other at the end of the day. Like, there's so much venom and crap that it was just one thing that you could look at the people we worked with. And once again, I think it was that kind of us against them type of mentality that made it work. But there were some great rap battles. There were some that weren't great. But I think that we should start by looking back at the history of 98 Mile with what I think to this day is still favorite of all time. Oh, yes, right.
And this did have animosity behind it.
Oh, yeah. The reason why this big one was time. So good was that as much as I'm talking about this us versus them type situation, I don't think these two people really liked each other.
It was
one of them hated the other.
Yeah, it was more the first one than the second one. All right. Second one found it amusing.
I think there was so much hate that when this person came in, I said, what song do you want to use? He goes, I don't care, press record. And he just had words
and
ready.
And he was always good like that.
I just put it to music. I just picked a band, and it was him just yelling. And I'm like, all right. So this was from the very first year of 98 Mile, and that's when you knew that this was going to be something absolutely special because they were going for the jugular. Let's start with Andy Gresh versus Mike Felger.
Yeah! I know you're gonna dig this.
Yeah, where the DB's at? Where the DB's at?
Break down!
You came to BU from the 414. Then you sold yourself like a dirty whore. The Herald, Comcast, even the EI. You try to come across like a regular guy.
Yeah.
I love the Grateful Dead and Wisconsin cheese. When I see Tom Brady, I'm gonna drop to my knees.
Then you came to the Hub. That's fact, not opinion. You treat everyone here like they're your minions. Every day, too, it's the douche and his crew. It's my goal in life to just annoy you.
Yeah.
Boogers on the console, spit on the mic, half-eaten kishkas. You get that joke, right? Somehow you found a woman who said you don't look half bad. To me, you're a jorts-wearing maid with a cleaning rag. Just call me Strauss Kahn and clean up my mess. Or the Hub will need a search party. Call Elliot Ness. You yell the cap is crap. Bitch, how would you know? The Miss Cleo Trust Fund left you good to go. So keep heading to Nantucket for weeks every summer. You know, every time you come back, it's a massive bummer. Suck it, Felger.
I mean, you can still feel the anger. You can still feel it.
He truly did not like Felger.
Around Andy, anger? Stop.
And I think that's like exactly 60 seconds. Like, he was just like, here you go, F you, I'm done.
And there's like inside references that I don't get in there.
And that's why I know that it's like personal. Because there's some, I still don't know what a third of the things he's talking about are.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Kitschka's I don't get, the Miss Cleo thing I don't get.
I don't either. Some people have told us kind of maybe what they might have meant, but I still
don't know
what. Sure.
I haven't even heard what the, because he goes, Kitschka's, you know what that means, right? And I'm like, all right, I have no idea what he's talking about.
No, but I guess, you know, it's probably something fairly biting, but.
Yeah, it's like all inside stuff. He's really trying to get in his head.
But in response,
Felger didn't write one.
What's that? Yeah. A guy who didn't write it.
He admitted it. All right.
I think it might have been Mike from Woover, one of the listeners.
It was Mike from Woover.
Was it? Okay. Well, either way, it was great. And he went after Andy Gresh. And covering a song by Brandon Merriweather, here is Mike Felger.
Gresh's gut is hanging out tonight. He gets his ass stuck in chairs on Sports Tonight. He treats Sally's like they're kryptonite. Gresh got F-A-T on swole. Gresh's gut is hanging out tonight. He gets his ass stuck in chairs on Sports Tonight. He treats Sally's like they're kryptonite. Gresh got F-A-T on swole. Does his shirt fit? Nope. Does his jacket fit? Nope. Do his pants fit? Nope. He's a fat sh**. Jack, you may be a big guy, but you ain't big time. You act like NFL, but you just URI. He says he's a picky eater. Yo, Andy must be crazy. You don't get to four bills when you ask to hold the gravy. He's got the man boosts, a couple of triple E's. If he was a porn star, they'd cost him 20 G's. This guy is on TV. Then how come he doesn't get that no one gives a crap about the zero set? Gresh wants to stretch the D with Moss, that lazy punk. He needs to lose some rolls so he can find his junk. Can he even clean his reach round and wipe it up? Cause it to the studio smells like two Gresh's one cup.
Oh.
Gresh's eyelids have cellulite. His heart is about to explode like dynamite. You can even see his ass from a satellite. Gresh got F-A-T on swole. Gresh's eyelids have cellulite. His heart is about to explode like dynamite. You can even see his ass from a satellite. Gresh got F-A-T on swole.
I mean, that was really good. That was really good.
Thanks. I still like Gretsch's better to this day, and somehow Felger won.
Yeah, Felger won that one. I think it was more just the shock that Felger was all in on this. Like, for at least this round.
Yeah, Gresh, again, maybe because the event. I bet you if Gresh did that now, he'd win. But it was still fairly early in the Sports Hub.
Yeah.
But it was, again, I mean, there's insults in there that I don't get that have to be highly personal.
Sure. And that's why you knew that it was good.
Yeah. Like, there's stuff. If I don't understand what's going on, then the audience certainly doesn't understand. So it's, he did it to, like, hurt his feelings.
Like, right. It wasn't to have fun. It was kind of just, all right, yeah. You suck. And I'm going to let the world know. All right. Well, I went through some of the 98 miles, and I just picked out a montage, Fred, of some of my favorite moments. But okay, I think some of these are some of your favorite moments. Some for the right reasons, some for the wrong reasons. So let's go ahead and get to it. Here is a quick montage of reliving some of the best, in my opinion, lines from 98 Miles Past.
You get the headlines wrong, so wrong, and all the listeners know you are expendable. Look like an eagle, you talk like a prick. Your build is the same as a 10-year-old chick. Like Paul from the Wonder Years got really sick. You're not attractive. You ask stupid questions and look like an ass. If something is funny, you kill it real fast. Every day I wish that you were Crash. You'll never be him.
You better lose some weight in the morning, the evening, you know it. You never let your belly grow. You only get one meal. Do not take the chance to grow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, yo.
Look at you. Look at you hanging out in Milton's getting a belt because you got no ass. Your body looks like a pear. Look at your legs. You should never wear shorts.
Jay Stu hates dogs.
Dogs create problems.
Jay Stu hates dogs.
I love cats.
What's up, Freddie T? You now introduced the notorious DA. Freddie, can't you see? Your sports knowledge is a joke to me. And I just hate your whack-ass ways. How you mail it in and still get paid.
Yazzo sounds all brash and cocky. Wanna shut him up? Call about hockey.
If you speak monotone and you sound like you're bored, when the ladies seem mad, they say, pull out your sword.
Ben wasted most your life reading off the Sports Hub headlines.
When you dance, you split your pants because you're a hump.
Oh, beetle baby.
Please skip your lunch. Please skip your lunch.
Oh, my God.
I'll shoot the bird down. I'll shoot the bird down. I'll shoot the nerd down. I'll shoot the nerd down. No pocket's gonna do it, gonna tear the nest down. Jordan's kid's gonna do it, gonna kill the worms down. Slippy T's gonna do it, gonna tear the stats down. Ca-caw, ca-caw, big time to eat some shit now.
Bitch, I'm all like a weasel, a homely-looking bastard that likes to eat cake.
For the record, you I don't like hairy balls. Take a fry and leave my friend off Niagara Falls.
Pepperoni nips, fudge on your lips, showing ass crack belt below hips.
Naughty A, everybody wants to say that you got giant teeth looking like a big Miss Potato Head. Everyone that tunes in says, shoot it off. I forgot it was DA.
Maz keeps creeping on the girls in this place, but he'd rather have to share his slap in his face.
How does it feel to know that the midday show took off the second you left this radio station? And I haven't even started rhyming yet. That one's for free. All right, Turkey Neck, let's go.
Fred Toucher. He's a boob. My people told me, watch out, Fred Toucher, he's a drunk.
First up is Touching Rich, one real sensitive, the other's a bitch. Fred, you're from Detroit, and a true Jets fan, but up in the beam, Belichick's the man. See, Boston is a place where we keep mad trophies in a case. So come here, yeah, and let me introduce my fist to your face.
Shut up, Wall.
Hey, Wall, how many teams in the ACC?
866.
67?
I love Dwight Evans.
Celtics are number one.
Super nerd, super nerd, super nerd.
I look like Joe Flacco.
Suck it, Felger.
All right.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. There was a theme running through there I'd like to address.
All the best ones were against you.
Apparently.
But I just like that. The one line I forgot about was, when they see Maz, they say, pull out your sword.
Yeah.
Just the Freddy, can't you
I know
see?
That's your favorite. I know that's your favorite.
I just can't stand your whack-ass ways.
Your sports knowledge is a joke to me.
I mean, that was just awful. And he won.
He did. Well, because you did a weird thing with that.
Yeah, but we played it last week, and it was better.
But it was you didn't go against DA. You basically talked about how awesome Jay Stu was. He didn't want him to kill you.
Anything was better than DA's.
Well,
I'll stand by. He said whack.
Yeah, he did say whack-ass ways.
Yes, that's unforgivable.
Freddy, can't you see?
Your sports knowledge is a joke to me. All right, well, no, for that, now I don't know how I'll sleep tonight.
Well, so yesterday, a couple people were suggesting what was the worst one of all time.
If it's not what I'm thinking, I'm going to be upset.
Okay, no, I'm not even going to play the whole thing because it's not worth it, but okay. I will just play the end of it. There was it was the year after he won the whole thing. In the first year he won it, D.A., I think, ended up beating you in the finals?
I think that's right.
Is that
actually
right, Fred? He beat you in the finals?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he beat me in the finals.
And the second year, I took him on in the first round, and he just started, like, swearing. Like there wasn't even, like, a lot of, like, I don't know what happened, but this to me is the worst moment of 98 Mile.
I thought you were going to play Kaufman. I thought you were
that's right. You forgot Adam Kaufman.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, Rich.
The one that Kaufman submitted.
But Kaufman wasn't even really a part of 98 Mile.
Neither was Jameen Wiggins. So... You played him.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you not?
I understand that, but Kaufman, Fred's dead on right. Kaufman
all right.
Was.
Mike, you find that and put it in my group?
That one, like, shrinks your nuts.
I forgot about Kaufman. Yeah, I found it. It's 2 minutes long.
We're going commercial free. Give me a break.
It's worse than anything DA ever did.
Dan just said, you got an hour. Okay. All right. Here's Kaufman's. I just forgot about this one. I got to be honest. And now I'm kind of excited.
I saw a giggle from Freddie T. Now you got to play it.
As soon as I saw this, I'm like, it better be Kaufman.
No, I had a part of DA's, but you're right, Fred. This was worse. And Adam Kaufman, like, really, he just like, hey, can I submit something? Like, well, you're not going against anybody. He goes, that's all right. I got something. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, in Fred's opinion and mine as well, this is the worst rap in the history of 98 Mile.
When it comes to takes, Kaufman isn't exactly full of them.
Syracuse guys, it takes a crowbar to get some emotion out of them.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a pulse?
This guy, Adam Kaufman's largely takeless.
Takeless.
Largely takeless.
Work for you?
Take deficient.
Beetle, big bottom twit. I ain't messing with you.
Bull crap.
So, cheap cross-eyed spaz, I ain't screwing with you.
Oh, yeah.
Get it. I got this one thing I'd really rather go ahead and do than to be playing with you. Hey, Felger, I don't give a what. You really freaking suck. I don't get your luck. Dude, I'm not stuck. I'm not mad when I'm not with your crew. I'm doing something better down the road than hanging with you. 4 years ago, you germ freak, you started the shtick. You start spreading your disease and making it stick. Like an Attleboro calls, should I feel sick? You answer him like, take nada, gives us boo. DB, even when I'm out on the road, I hear you crapping on me with your usual load. I mean, for real, how should I feel? It's from Syracuse, takes R.O.U. squeal. Sorry, we were one, your terriers, who? Stop stealing all my taste, opinion, fact, true.
I stole Kaufman's taste.
Stuck to my guns, dealt with your spit. That's what pushed beyond, helped me find my fit. That's what made me this. Every time I hear Kaufman, I know the next part. White bread's so dull, how did he get a start? Wood knows.
I'm so excited.
Follows my tweets. You put a leg to sleep.
I had to stop it. I'm sorry. That's I'm blowing the gong. That is really
that's
bad.
Enough.
I can't even finish it.
It's just like mean. At a certain point, to keep playing it.
Oh, hang on. I'm going through it and I'm seeing ones that I didn't see before. Which one? Yeah. Now Nick is saying it. We forgot this existed.
Sup, Zo? Sarge here. I'm gonna stick this off, but I need a holder. Zo, put the clipboard down.
I didn't want to battle Zo tonight. Somebody tell the ref to stop the fight.
Yeah! Call me a punk. Think I'm a loser. You're the sports up version of Biff from Back to the Future. No football's at my head.
I'm going to stop. This is painful.
Yeah.
I mean, this is bad.
Let's
get to the good ones. All right, so... One thing that I thought was really cool was that at the end of it, you know, everyone had kind of gone up against everybody. And near the end of it, actually it was the last one we did a Celebrity 98 Mile. And it was for charity. And everyone who did it would have, I forget how much money was donated in their name to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and people would vote on it. But there were three that I think stood out, just in my opinion,
amongst all of them. Let's start with a guy who was a regular guest of the show at the time. And man, he was my white whale. He was the guy that if we did this, he was the one person that I wanted more than anybody. And I just remember how in the middle of the night, I got a text that said, I'm a dudis. And there was an audio file attached. And ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Merriweather entered 98 Mile.
This what y'all wanted for 98 Mile. Alright, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch it look like Al Bundy on crap, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for you. I bet you like that. It's the little Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 Miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mack?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
We're trans next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass guy. I heard you was Tom Dick Jacket. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right? Wall Dick, where you at? Check me out.
I mean, awesome. Just, I can sing that one in my sleep. I know every word to that one.
Except some of it still doesn't make sense to me, but Rich can explain it if need be.
I guess so. By the way, Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This hour is brought to you by Save 50% your next oil change by going to getanoilchange.com. And let's get to my second most favorite from that one. The number two, in my opinion, best one during the 98 Mile is this guy. Guy from Machine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is the guy from Machine.
Guy from Machine.
Come see me. And it wouldn't be 98 Mile without your favorite bartender in the city. Come to the Machine. Machine, Machine, Machine. This one's for you, Freddie. Sports are the jam. It's the place where the hosts are schlubbing and the co-host chubbing. Except Fred, he will be my hubby. Hello. All your hoes should come here soon. Come to Machine and check you. Boom, boom. I'll be happy. I'll sing my tune. I'll
boopity bop mada boom, boom.
Come to Machine today. Get your boom, boom on the floor tonight. Bring Remy. Come to Machine today. Save that guy named Dennis Eckersley. Just for me. Check that boom, boom. Check that boom boom. Hello, Freddy.
Hello.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello,
Dennis. Hello, Freddy.
Hello.
A rugged double bear. Check that boom boom for me. This is the guy from Machine. Check that boom boom.
Wave the flag, honey. The gay flag power.
Hello. Check that boom boom. Come to the Machine, 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 Machine. Check that boom boom. Friday or Saturday night. Bye. Check that boom boom for me.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. The best one about that is you can tell that Rich had to spend about 5 hours recording the song.
That's one where you show up at 2 a.m.
Yeah. That's one where you go, that's a lot of that's on Rich.
Well, and Nick had to go down there, and Guy from Machine is singing that from behind the bar at Machine. Like, right. He's behind the bar sitting there, and Nick's recording it. But I knew when I got the audio, like, I don't mind taking a ton of time because I just, the raw audio was making me laugh so much. I'm like, all right, well, this is going to sound good to music. But my favorite, without a doubt, and a lot of it was because I was completely surprised by the angle that it ended up going in at the end of it, was we had a legend here in town agree to do this. And when he came in studio, he had a little bit of a surprise to end the whole thing. My favorite of the celebrity 98 Mile. I do not believe he won. No, Sarah Underwood won. Yes. Felger's wife. Yes. Yours was very good, but this was my favorite. Mike Gorman, take it away.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Gorman, along with Tom Hines, and welcome back to our coverage of Boston Celtic basketball.
Tonight, Gorman was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, Toucher and Rich, should I blast myself? Same old jokes, even worse is Fred. Man, don't know Dick. Makes me wish I was dead. Wallach and Rich trying hard to be funny. Can't believe those two getting money. Sucking up to guess who the hell cares. Just shoot me now, throw me down the stairs. Sitting at the mic trying to sound real big. How'd these boys ever land this gig? Every day it's the same old baloney. Judge must have been on something to give him a Marconi. Just gets worse as the day goes on. Felger and Maz, brain-numbing egothon. Gotta start making changes. Would you rather Zoe and Beetle or two distant strangers? Come on, Tommy Heinsohn, what you think of this?
Are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
You gotta take it from T, your brother close to me.
Puckhead.
And that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Come on, come on.
Got it, that's how it's supposed to be. Yeah, here we go.
Tell him, T, tell him.
That's just the way, it is.
Don't hold back, T. Give it your all.
Are you kidding me?
Mike G and the T. Out.
Take that, 98 Mile.
I love it. Well, because what happened was while we were recording it, Mike Gorman says to me, hey, mind if I call Tommy? Can we record him? And I went, Tommy? And he goes, yeah, Tommy. Tommy Heinsohn? He goes, sure. So he calls up Tommy Heinsohn, gets his phone book out, calls it, and I hear this, hello? And Fred, what do we hear in the background of Tommy Heinsohn's house?
Okay, so this is, adds so much to it, and we've told this before, but there's like something from like a talkie. Like it's like when they first started talking on film.
Right.
A 1930s gangster movie.
Yeah. Like it's like legitimately something from like the 1930s.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there watching it. And it's like, skiddly. Hey there, dame. And so you're just like, wow, Heinsohn's old.
Oh, and the best thing about it was it just kind of showed that, you know, Heinsohn didn't know what the hell he was doing. He didn't care. No. All he knew was that Mike Gorman asked him to do something, and he's like, Mike's a friend of mine. Hell yeah, I'll do it. And that is kind of a cool thing that after all these years, Heinz is just like, hey, what's up, Mike? Let's go. And by the way, the TV show you were talking about was on at like Mach 10 volume, like as loud as it could be.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Yeah, it was just the greatest.
And there was, right. So I think that something that was kind of cool for us, and it was probably one of my favorite moments doing the show, was I don't know why we thought this would be a good idea, but we said, let's give it a try. Let's put our nuts out there. And we said, let's do for our show. It was the 10th anniversary for the Toucher and Rich show, and this was 3 years ago. And we ended up doing a live broadcast from the Wilbur. We had a Rush cover band being our house band. We ended up having a bunch of guests there, like Sean Thornton on stage, and we had a bunch of old people from the show. We ended up getting Scal was there.
Gorman.
But the main highlight of the evening was going to be, for the very first time, we were going to have a live finale of 98 Mile. We were going to have it performed live on stage. So we would get down to our two finalists, and then when you went to the show, you would see it happen. Now, what ended up happening that evening was just an amazing, wonderful disaster that ended up being fantastic. And why I say that is that the actual rapping, as you will hear, not the greatest. However, Scott Zolak, I completely forgot how much of an absolute spaz he was that evening.
Well, he was running around that evening, like in the crowd, getting them to chant Zolak.
Right? While we were on the air, Zolak was in the upper bowl of the Wilbur. Like, let's go, Zolak!
You know, he couldn't like sit in the green room. He couldn't stand on the side of the stage.
No,
he had to run.
This is Scott Zolak. There's no happier place for him than being in a giant room of people who love Scott Zolak. And that was him this evening. And he just took things to the next level. So I thought, You got to end the 98 Mile, our 7 o'clock 98 Mile section with what I thought was one of my favorite moments, and that is the live finale of 98 Mile. Here we go.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and here we go.
It all started 3 weeks ago. 10 Sports Hub hosts, fill-ins, and random employees going head-to-head in a rap battle where there was only one goal. Make the other person look like an ass. It's something we call 98 Mile. there are only two left standing. How do we get to this point? Our first matchup was a battle of the meatheads. Former member of the Baltimore Ravens and Gary Busey lookalike, Mike Flynn, thought he would take his best swing at our own Scott Zola.
Oh, baby Zone, how can you believe that Brady is your friend? Maybe Edelman could be your friend.
But then Zolak answered by giving us the longest entry in 98 Mile history. A 3-minute rambling, screaming rock opus that somehow won.
You kept him with the Ravens. I think he was a murderer. Hey, Flynn, you know where the white suit is.
Next up, it was the reigning champ, Rich Keefe, and his chance to defend his crown against his co-host, Adam Jones.
A skinny little shut-in who no one respects. No chance against the man behind
the Rich Keefe Project.
But little did we know that below Adam Jones's nerdy exterior was a damn lava-spitting hip-hop monster that would dethrone the king in an absolute bloodbath.
Don't turn your mic on, cause it's a waste of time.
Keefe is an ass.
And it was time for Battle of the Toucher and Rich phone screeners, where intern Nick took on the one and only Bird.
I know you're going to react to this, like, because that's how you react to everything. Hey, your car's on fire. Hey, the phones are ringing.
But Bird's flow was so pure, so flawless, that we moved him right along to the live show at the Wilbur.
Dick is awful. I don't even believe this you're an underclassman. Can I speak to a senior?
Next up, we saw last year's finalist, Freddie T, go up against the toughest competition of his 98-mile career. Newcomer, Dan Roach. So, of course, he rapped about Dan's dead father.
Fellas! Yeah! Fellas! Yeah! Do you want to play catch with your dad?
Not really!
Then throw it!
Throw it!
Throw it!
Throw it!
Throw the ball against Tombstone. Roach is sad.
Gray-haired mess is a Cape League loser.
But a superstar was born, and Dan Roach straight up niced Fred to death in the biggest bloodbath of the tournament.
Yes, I'm 10% Cape League, 20% Disney, 15% proud that I like Kenny Chesney, 5% Fenway, 50% ball game, and 100% reasons to remember my name, Roach.
Then it was a battle between Felger and Maz employees, Billy Lanny and Big Jim Murray. And let's face it, Lanny was robbed.
Your tats and your hats make me think you're a yuppie. When you open your mouth, I want to kick a puppy.
But Jim Murray did manage to move on to round two, thankfully giving Hardy and Rich a night off because Jim produces his own stuff.
Answer the phone, keep your tally ass voice up the microphone.
In round two, it was the ultimate battle of the most miserable person in radio versus the happiest. And once again, Adam Jones weirded everyone out by being way better than he should be at this rap thing. Like, it was really, really weird.
Cause you know everybody know all the thing that you don't know. Don't believe, check a Twitter poll. Yeah, Roach sucks.
But Adam Jones was no match for the master of dad rap, Mr. Danny Roach.
A wannabe Felger is what you're all about. Felger sat in a copy machine, your face would come out.
And in Jim Murray versus Zoe, Jim Murray gave us some of the best insults of 98 Mile.
When you spit nonsense about show ponies and unicorns, you ain't a color man, you're like Foghorn Leghorn.
But let's face it, people wanted to see if Scott Zolak would do something stupid, like light himself on fire at the 10th anniversary show. So, of course, Zolak won.
Murray's going to Coolidge Corner to watch a stupid movie tonight.
Woo! Love the song.
Murray's probably going to drink some lame craft beer tonight.
Would you suck the Coors Light down, jackass?
So here we are, live at the Wilbur Theater, in front of a crowd of thousands, give or take a few. Our two finalists are ready to go head-to-head and perform their final raps live. Will it be Scott Zolak?
Suck it, Felger!
Or Dan Roach?
Crack a lock it, boy.
We find out right now who will be crowned the champ of 98 Mile 2016!
Randomly selected who would go first.
And they have costumes.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing his 98 mile final rap, let's hear it for Scott Zolak!
Hit me!
What's up, bitches? Get your ass up here, son! Right there! Better you stand there! Oh, here we go! What's up, man? What's up, Mav? I see you, Howie. Here we go. I met this bitch, Dan Roach, a long time ago. He tried to get done his own sports show. He got these takes to make your head bleed. They went and they hired Levin Reed. They go and makes you still hurt. Roach still carries bags for Steve Burton. Tell you what they say, so you're me. I'm not me when you wear mom jeans. Dan Roach goes to Disney with his white pants. I don't know what's going on down there. All I know is we gotta get it going. You guys ready to get going now? Dan Roach's plays make my head hurt. And everybody goes, we got to get with Steve Burton. Here we go, come on. Who's in the upper deck? Roach's calls. What about Roach's calls on the Pats games? You ready to go? You got a salute for anybody? Sarge is going to salute someone. Bird, you got something for Roach?
Yeah, I got something for Roach. Oh, man, let's go.
Money Man Eddie Shaw.
Get the hell out of here. Get out of here. We're good.
Here's the
Money Man. Please. You guys like Eddie Money? Scal, you like Eddie Money? Yeah. Right, that's right. What's up, Upper Deck? Yeah. Hey, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Dan Roach to a Cape Cod baseball game. Hell, he'll bring his baseball, his scorecard won't drink. He's so f***ing lame. Yeah, baseball's too long. Yeah, games are too long. Sports love loves Kowloon. Oh, what's up, Andy Wong? Hey, Roach, you know what? I got two tickets to Duty's Nuts. Won't you get some jeans to fit you, bud? I got two tickets to Duty's Nuts. Won't you get some jeans to fit you, bud? What's up, Flynn? Snort some steroids? How about this, bitch?
Ladies and gentlemen, he didn't take his shirt off. That's Scott Zolak.
30-10 weight loss for life. Coors Light, Clay Circle. I love Toucher and Rich.
All right. Scott Zolak with a very modern interpretation of what rappers wear. A lot of rappers running around with the big money sign, gold chains. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's a guy who one day will kill himself. His name is Dan Roach.
On the radio, and we come to make a stand. We got Bob Sosi and Sarge right on it, Marsha Look and my man John Wallace.
Call me a nerd every single day. Kiss my prospectus is what I say.
You always gotta diss me in front of total strangers. Ain't taking it no more. Roll with these changes.
Sarge is my name, that is clear. Subso, revenge here.
The Sports Hub nerds, and so it's going down. Haven't you heard? And everyone in the crowd knows Dan Roach rules and rules. Dan Roach sucks. Sometimes though it's hard to find. Lodged up in Tom Brady's behind. You're a big dumb jock, so take a look.
I don't have mine. I'm Marshall Hawk.
So get ready though, cause you're going down. In 98 Mile, I'll take the this battle's like when you were 2B, you'll always be a backup to Roachy!
I don't want to lose to Zoe tonight! Roachy
you so tonight.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that went off without a hitch. If you're listening at home, that was the Revenge of the Nerds crew. They all had glasses.
Wow.
And the Lambda, 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 Lamb shirts.
Oh, look at Danny Roach. The man is drinking tonight a beer that still has the cap on it. Please stand in the front of the stage, if you wouldn't mind. You go to the front.
Zolak. Zolak and Dan Roach are on stage. Esoteric desperately trying to give Zolak the mic.
What's up? Where's Flynn? Did you call Frankenstein? Give him his bolts back?
All right.
What's up, Wallach? You think I'd leave you alone sitting over here? Let's give it up for John Wallach for doing nothing tonight. Give Wallach a hand.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
It's funny because it's true.
Let's give it up for Pork Chop, Joe Haggerty, trying to hide. Hey, Thornton, you want to come over here and kick his ass?
Bully. 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 Bully.
Give me your money.
Oh, Roach, if you only
shut up
your rap.
All right.
I've never been in a fight in my life.
All right.
I'll kill you, Walk. I swear to God. What's up, Beetle? Yeah, 10-2.
Woo. All right. I think Zolak's spoken enough.
Here's Felger.
Let's pick a winner, shall we? When I say the name of the person, you cheer only for that person, the one that you want to walk away as the winner of 98 Mile. Are you ready? Should it be Dan Roach?
Thank you.
Sit down, Wallach.
Bully. Bully.
Shut up.
By the way, Wallach.
Zolak.
Zolak. Scott. Scott. Scott.
I was up earlier.
Scott, this is being taped for the radio. For those of you who aren't here, the few of you who aren't in this room, Wallach had stood up and started cheering, and Zolak told him to sit down. I just want to create a
what
visual.
What did he do? He sat down, right?
For the, I don't know, tens of thousands of people that are listening to this that aren't in the room right now.
And
thanks, buddy.
Please proceed.
Should the winner of 98 Mile be Scott Zolak?
I love America! USA! 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 USA!
Bully!
USA!
Bully!
Undefeated in wars!
Ladies and gentlemen,
that
the grand
it
champion
that does it
and winner of 98 Mile is Dan Roach!
Take your shirt off! Take your shirt off! Take your shirt off! Shirt off! Take your shirt off! So, 10-2 tomorrow.
Yo, there you go. So that was
more of a mess than I remember.
Oh, it was yeah. it was just a
wonderful mess.
Roach, just right off the bat, was he had no time. All right, so that was a big success. I do want to get to this though because it's one of my favorite things we've ever done.
Okay.
All right. It adds to the history of the show and the station. Wallach agreed to leave WEEI to come to our station, and he was put on our show. And I don't think he had a very high opinion of the show when he first came on and didn't know his role. And so we thought, let's screw with Wallach.
Okay, real quick, I just want to say that Valvoline Instant Oil Change, this hour is brought to you by that. Save 50% your next oil change by going to getanoilchange.com. All right, Fred, I'm sorry.
Okay, so I do want to get this in before the top of the hour.
Okay.
All right, so when you get a commercial at the station, you go into a production room and there's copy that's put on this paper that comes from sales. So Rich and I wrote.
I think it kind of explains it here.
Okay, good. All right. So
I think this all sets it up. Just know that this moment was the moment that I think Wallach officially became a member of the show.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
98.5, the Sports Hub, Boston's new home for sports. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. 985thesportshub.com for instant feedback. You can text us at 69985. Now, endorsements are something that everyone has to do at the radio station. Or you're lucky if you get to do them. You're honored to do them if it's a product that you believe in. And you get an opportunity to talk about it and be compensated. It's a fantastic opportunity to share the things you enjoy with an audience. And, you know, your approach to do endorsements, and you can generally say yes or no.
Yeah, usually how it works is the company goes, hey, you know, we like your station, and we think that your morning show would be a good place to reach the kind of audience we're trying to get. And, you know, do the people on your show use these products? They like them. And usually if it's a good match, like I love Apple computers, and that's why I endorse them. And you and I use AT&T. And they came to us. We said, yeah, of course. I've been nothing but happy with my AT&T service. Let's endorse them. So how it works is they come up to you and they say, this is what we want you to do. Say, great. If you agree to it, you get paid. And they hand you some copy to read. And the commercial is right there in front of you, and you read it.
And you don't pay any attention to the show while it's going on.
No, I know. You know, it's interesting. Here's the situation, all right? Two things. First of all, I'm looking online for the NBA All-Star balloting results because we didn't have Scal on. And now it suddenly dawns on me.
You know, just turn his mic off.
Turn his mic
off for a second. All right, so here, John Wallach was approached yesterday to do an ad. Do you want me to play the raw audio?
Yeah. So yesterday... Can I just say one thing in my defense before we do this?
No.
All right.
So here's John Wallach. John Wallach was approached to read this copy, and here's John Wallach reading the copy.
This is him in the studio. He's been handed his paper.
You could voice our spot if you'd rather.
Oh, let me see that one. Let me see that one. I might actually do that one.
I did it yesterday.
So good it'll make your mouth water. No, I can't do this either.
All right, so he's in the studio with Roger, who records a lot of our commercials.
How did I look this
out? And yeah, I'm turning your mic off, dude. And so he's got this copy. He's been asked if he'll read this commercial, and he has... been up and down about the whole thing. By the way, Wallach followed me out of the station yesterday, and I'll get to that. But you did. I saw you.
No.
All right, forget. All right, so he's got this copy. He's in with the guy who records commercials. Our friend in traffic was nice enough to type it out.
Wait, we got a great company that wants to spend some money on the station. They want you to do their ads.
And here's him reading the copy.
Yeah. All right, this is for BCN?
98.5?
No, it's 104.1.
This is they haven't changed the copy.
It's the same. He's looking for stuff, looking for clues.
Yeah, he's completely paranoid. He came to me with this copy and he's like, What should I do? And I said, I'd read it, you know, sure. And then get with the salespeople later. He goes, well, I'm going to talk to such and such a salesperson. I'm like, oh, there's no way he's here.
Yeah.
But he's in the office with Dawn.
He went to human resources.
Our human resources girl. He's with all these people. Is this a real commercial? He's following me in his car.
And we're like, dude, it's money. You get paid for this.
Like, who cares? You know, like a reputable company.
Yeah. So even the great John Wallach can be seduced by the almighty dollar.
That's exactly what
it is. Yes.
Level your voice. Oh, sure.
These mics are a little different than the ones in the studio. So you don't want to lean into it too much.
Right. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? God. My name is John Wallach.
That was not written on any piece of paper.
No, he was testing the mic.
He's freestyling.
He's testing the mic.
Okay.
All right, turn me off. I'll take my beating like a man. I just want to
turn his mic off.
Wait. This is going to take a while. I don't think I can do this without laughing. This is not a joke, right? They actually want me to read this. You know nothing about this.
Allison, there was a lot. I mean, it was the last thing. They're selling anything. So,
yeah. All right. Hi, I'm John Wallach, and I love magic. Actually, who doesn't? Fools, that's who. When people ask me how much I love magic, I answer to them, hey, how did this quarter get in your ear? Just kidding, folks. I tell them to go to Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland, Boston's one-stop shop for all your magic supply needs. Whether you're trying to impress a business client or just dazzle the ladies, Shazawi's is the place to go. Big holiday party coming up? Shazawi's. Big holiday party coming up? Shazawi's. Lapel flowers that shoot water. Trick bubblegum. Top hats. Adult novelties. Rabbits. We got it all at Shazawi's. Magic is fun. I'm going to be putting on a holiday show for my family. Hey, where did that dreidel go? None of your business. I made it disappear. I know that a magician is never supposed to give up his secrets, but here's mine. Visit Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland in Cambridge. Again, it's John Wallach, and I have something in my pocket. It's your watch, dummy.
All right. Now I have to ask you.
Shazawi!
I have to ask you. I'm driving away from the... After doing this, I'm driving away from the radio station thinking, I just totally got screwed. Fred lied to me, and then I forgot about it later in the day, and then I got back in here this morning. I picked my kids up, and I totally forgot about it later in the day, and then I got back in this morning. I'm like, you know, I should really talk to someone about this, and then I totally forgot about it, and then Rich comes in and starts talking about endorsements, and I'm... Halfway through looking up something else, I'm like, they're going to screw me. I swear to God.
I pulled out of the station yesterday in my car.
There it was.
Around 11:30.
Yep.
And there's Wallach right behind me.
Yep.
He's seeing what gives.
He's peeking in windows.
Well, listen. I mean, listen. There's the dry read, obviously, of the commercial.
Oh, you put music to this.
This is obviously not a real client.
No.
The show made up, should we have a Wallach endorse?
It was good, by the way. They had a real copy, and I'm asking people, like, oh, it looks legit to me.
Yeah, you guys so got it. Fred and I obviously sat in a room and knocked all this stuff out. But listen, you know, if you're going to have a commercial, obviously advertisers need to know that when the product runs on the air, it's top notch.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm John Wallach, and I love magic.
Magic.
Actually, who doesn't? Fools, that's who. When people ask me how much I love magic, I answer to them, hey, how did this quarter get in your ear? Just kidding, folks. I tell them to go to Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland.
Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland.
Boston's one-stop shop for all your magic supply needs. Whether you're trying to impress a business client or just dazzle the ladies, Shazawi's is the place to go. Big holiday party coming up? Shazawi's. Lapel flowers that shoot water. Trick bubblegum, top hats, adult novelties, rabbits, we got it all at Shazawi's. Shazawi's.
Shazawi's.
Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland. Magic is fun. I'm going to be putting on a holiday show for my family. Hey, where did that dreidel go? None of your business. I made it disappear. I know that a magician is never supposed to give up his secrets, but here's mine. Visit Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland in Cambridge. Again, it's John Wallach, and I have something in my pocket. It's your watch, dummy. Shazawi's.
I got it. That was so good. You guys got me so good.
John Wallach.
No, that was good. Really good.
All right, we are back live on our anniversary show, and that is officially the moment that Wallach became a member of the Toucher and Rich
guys
program.
Got me okay, so good.
One thing that we had at WBCN.
Real quick, though, Fred, I got the Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They're the sponsor for this hour. You can save 15% on your next oil change by going to getanoilchange.com. And, Fred, we have a special guest on the phone with us right
I'm
now.
I'm aware of that.
Okay,
so
great.
I'm leading into that. One thing we had in WBCN, which was sports, was that we had the rights to be the flagship of the New England Patriots. Jonathan Kraft is involved in that organization in some way. And
just a small way.
And so obviously the Patriots were an important, very important thing for the station to retain. And Jonathan Kraft joins us right now on the Valvoline Expert Hotline. Volkswagen Expert Hotline. I'm in Tennessee, and I worked to try to make something work yesterday. It didn't work. All right. Jonathan Kraft, hello.
Fred, professional as ever. That was
yes.
Great.
You know what? I drove through the night here to get to the station at Knoxville. I'm professional as yesterday's toast, my friend.
I won't comment.
Well, Jonathan, so you were one of the people who knew before anybody else, because obviously, you know, the Mark Cannon, who worked here, and Mike Thomas, they worked very closely with you guys, with the Patriots. And so you knew that the station was going to flip, but you also were one of the early people who were involved in us being part of the morning show. What was your opinion when that idea was thrown out there as us being the morning show for the flagship on the new sports station?
Well, I'll tell you, I might even take a little credit for it.
You have in the past.
No, well, if you go back to the BCN days and you guys were in the afternoons and we had come on, we had announced the Patriots deal on Charles's show, and I think we always felt like, hey, football belonged. Today, everything's on FM radio, but if you go back 25 years, sports were on AM stations, not just in Boston, but all over America. And we just thought there was something about the not only the sound of BCN, but the people that listened to BCN were huge sports fans. You had Tank, who did sports with Charles, and we had announced the, I remember still very clearly announcing the Patriot deal and just the huge response that it got. And that only brought our two organizations closer. And then probably for 7 or 8 years before you guys flipped, we kept saying to Tony Berardini and the people at CBS, you know, you should really think about BCN becoming a sports station or more sports to go along with the music, because it was clear that there was something there. And I think Mark, when he took over, I think Tony loved it, but Tony was running lots of stations and was busy. And I think when Mark took over, I think he really saw the opportunity and would tell us he thought he was making headway with the people at corporate at CBS. And, you know, he and I would talk about you guys, and it felt like you guys would be a great morning show, because clearly on wherever you're doing mornings, if you're a sports station, you need to understand sports, but you have to understand pop culture and just be interesting for people to listen to. So he called me one day and he told me you guys were going to fill that role. And I thought that made a lot of sense.
Was there ever a moment that you regretted advocating for us?
I don't get to listen all that often, so I'm sure there have been. I just haven't heard them. So I can't say that, but the success of 98.5 has been great. And I'll tell you, for us, the Patriots, the fact that the station actually started at the time we had three Super Bowl championships, and the station, when it went on the air, when Bradley J signed off at BCN and things flipped over to 98.5, started playing the first three Super Bowls. And I remember that even though you had done the game and it was our game, the rights to the Super Bowl audio are actually controlled by the NFL, and the NFL controls them very tightly. And it was actually, I'm not sure we really had permission, and I think we basically just said do it, and we'll deal with it if there is really a problem. And I think once it got high enough up at the NFL, people said no problem, but some of the lower level people, it violated a rule. So we were honored that the first thing that ever played on 98.5 was our first three championships.
Well, Jonathan, one thing that's kind of cool is that anytime there's an NFL Films type of presentation, or anytime there's a you know, like these DVDs that come out, the play call most of the time is of 98.5 Sports Hub. It's Soce, it's Zolak, you know, before that, you know, Gil Santos, yeah, Gino Capoletti. And, you know, when that big switch was made to Bob Soce and Zolak, was there ever a call that you heard, especially from Zoe, that made you go, what the hell is he thinking at this moment?
I don't listen to the games on the radio, but obviously you see the highlights. Mm-hmm. And I think we thought Gil and Gino had been such a great combination of a traditional play-by-play guy with an ex-player who was smart and articulate. And Zoe... the world has changed a little bit. No, Zoe's smart. he's articulate in his own way, but he brings an energy and an enthusiasm. And this is supposed to be fun, you know?
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And I think Scott brings the inside information that someone who's been an ex-player always brings to the table. And he is smart, but he brings a legitimate fan's enthusiasm.
Well, Jonathan, you're right, because there was one, I mean, the call that stands out in the early days was, of course, that Saints game when he
unicorns yelled, that I've heard,
you got it, unicorn, yeah, show ponies, where's the beef. And I remember after that happened, I think that Zolak was a little bit worried that people were going to be like, maybe he doesn't sound like a professional broadcaster. I was like, dude, you just yelling nonsense completely encapsulated how all of us were feeling. Like, you couldn't believe what had just happened. And it was just like all of this craziness, and this is insane what's gone on in front of us. And I liked that. And that was the one thing that I always loved about Zolak bringing to the broadcast.
Yeah, professional critics probably wouldn't like it, but we're playing to the fans and the people that listen to the games and live and die with the results of the team. Look, Johnny Most, who I grew up with and was not on BCN or 98.5, but Johnny Most, as a little kid, you just loved the guy, and he was alone. He didn't have a color guy for a long time, and he would just sit there while doing the play-by-play. It'd be like sitting in the living room with, you know, somebody in your family who's passionate about the team. And I think Zolak brings a modern-day version to that, and we love Scott. You know, he's family forever.
Is there a person
he certainly loved? I mean, you can see it at the games. I don't think there's many guys that have been doing it for as short amount of time as he has that received that kind of adulation from the audience there at Gillette. So it really is something.
And Fred, that's why the home broadcast, you know, if you were to elevate him to a national level where people from both sides are listening and the country's listening, it might be different, but we're very lucky. We love the team that we have. And when Bob, usually guys who fill the shoes of legends have a really, it's a difficult time. And Gil had been doing this forever, for almost 40 years. And Bob just came in and wasn't trying to be Gil and just wanted to make sure that people understood he knew the game and was professional. And I think Scott's energy and enthusiasm and fan excitement, it's been a perfect marriage, and it's just been a great successor team to what Gil and Gino created over all those years.
Now, Jonathan, I know you're obviously very busy helping run the Patriots, but you also have people who work with you who I know sometimes say, you're never going to believe what this guy just said on the radio. Which person at this station do you think you hear the most about going, I can't believe this jackass said that on the air?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know. I liked hearing that John Wallet setup that you got. I remember. I actually had heard that before. That was very funny. I don't know. There's shining moments for everybody in each day part, but we really do feel that 98.5 is a special part of the family and the sports hub, however you want to refer to it. And it's great for Boston, because having two sports stations in a town like ours, it keeps everybody. You can't sit back and rest on your laurels, but it creates part of the culture of the community. And you go around America, and people say they're great sports towns, but there's nothing like Boston, maybe Philadelphia, maybe, but there's really nothing like it. And it sort of is the overarching umbrella to the whole city and community and what people talk about. And it's just great. It's great that the success has been what it's been for 98.5. Although I will say, I think we were pretty confident that it was going to work out well.
Jonathan, thank you so much for the support. I truly mean that. Yeah, I know for a fact that you were advocating for us to stay on the station, and what a great partnership it has been with the Patriots, and you've provided so much entertainment, your organization, to the fans, and provided us with so much content with all the winning. And we really do appreciate you coming on here for our 10th anniversary.
It's been an honor. And can I give you one critique? We got to bring one thing back, and that's Adolfo.
I know you love Adolfo.
Wherever he is, bring him back. Like that's just brilliance right there. That's brilliant, brilliant radio.
I know. Right, there's no bigger Adolfo fan.
He's
than
the one.
Jonathan Kraft.
Good for you.
That's true. And a very sweet guy on top of it. So anyhow, thanks, guys. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Right, thanks,
appreciate
John. Yeah, I do appreciate it. All right, Rich, you want to, because there's something that put us on the map that we have to get to. So I'm not there at the station. What do we do here?
All right, so here I just say we are going to play part of something that we were told we could never play again. So if you didn't hear it the first time or the first day that it aired, then you may have never heard it before. But as you said, it was a huge moment in the history of the station. We have no commercials, just this little thing right here.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online marijuana wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.